This is the recording of the second chapter of part 3, Literary Trends. Name of the chapter, Naturalism. Naturalism is generally confused and used as a synonym for realism. It is absolutely wrong to do so. Naturalism is a deliberate kind of realism and gives a more accurate picture of life with brutal frankness of manner than realism. Thus, naturalism is an extension of realism and goes one step more ahead than the representation of the special subject matter and special literary manner. Realism is not tied to any sort of philosophical thought, while naturalism, along with the realistic materials and methods, correlates with a special philosophical belief. This is based on Darwin's evolutionary theories regarding man mere a biological creature. He has neither soul nor free will, but is controlled by natural and material causes, not by supernatural, spiritual, or paranormal causes. His role is determined by two important natural forces, heredity and environment. Both the genetic traits and the social and natural forces hamper the human freedom and rationality and play down moral responsibility. The naturalist selects nothing but portrays everything with a scientific precision. He is least shy of exposing those bodily functions often unmentioned in earlier literature: suckling, urinating, excreting, kissing, copulating, quarreling, backbiting, screaming, fighting, etc. He adopts an analytical and clinical method of physiologist. In his view, man's life and actions were determined by environment and heredity, and it was the business of the novelist, as he saw it, to dissect, to perform an autopsy on life. The naturalist draws the seamy, squalid, and diseased aspects of the protagonist. As passive victims, they appear with their deficiencies, shortcomings, and irresistible instincts, particularly brutal sexual obsession, hunger, and greed, and are disintegrated into a tragic end. There is much in his work which could be described as sensational and melodramatic. Naturalism is pessimistic and sombre, S-O-M-B-R-E, in spirit. That is why it is criticized for being sordid and submersive. As a literary movement, naturalism is initiated in France by Jules and Edmond Goncourt, G-O-N-C-O-U-R-T, in their novel Germinin Lacertuc, G-E-R-M-I-N-I-E, L-A-C-E-R-T-E-U-X. 1865. It is fully developed by the French novelist Émile Zola, the high priest of the naturalistic movement in literature, in his novels Thérèse Raquin, Therese Raquin, in 1868, Germinal, in 1885. Zola's influence has been immense on many novels and plays of the 20th century. Other novelists and storytellers associated with naturalism include Alphonse Daudet and Guy de Maupassant in France, Theodore Dreiser, Dreiser, and Frank Morris in America, and George Moore and George Gissing in England. In the theatre, Henrik Ibsen's play Ghost in 1881 encourages an important tradition of dramatic naturalism, and later on it is led by August Strindberg, Gerhard Hauptmann, Gerhard, Gerhard, Hauptmann, and Maxim Gorky. This chapter is now over. Thank you.